We go now to Adam Nossiter, West Africa Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. He's in Abidjan in Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, where they're actually closing the borders, anticipating tension and violence in the presidential runoff election, which takes place this weekend. Adam, first of all, why would they take this step?
John, just a brief correction. The runoff actually took place last weekend. So what's at stake here now is who actually won.
There's sort of an announcement of the outcome of the vote, and that's more than a significant correction. The election has been held. The announcement of the result, the sort of official certifying of the result, is where they're anticipating the violence.
I think that, first of all, there's already been violence, so it's almost expected. As to why they've closed the frontiers and blocked all foreign news broadcasting in the country, I think this is part of an effort by the regime in power to simply put the country in lockdown and make sure things go the way they want them to.
And is this a classic story of an incumbent president, Laurent Gbagbo, defeated by a challenger, Alassane Ouattara, and that the changing of the guard produces the violence and that the succession is very, very difficult?
Yes, it is in one sense a classic African story of a leader in power with all of the attendant advantages unwilling to give that up. It's a little bit different from similar stories in that this guy has been in power now for 10 years, and he has at least made paid lip service to legality. He was more or less legitimately elected 5 years ago. And it's a little bit different also in that Ivory Coast, unlike many of the other countries in the region, actually matters economically. It was the most prosperous country in the region for many years.
And it's poised to repeat that in the sense that commodity prices are up, particularly the commodities that Ivory Coast is involved with. And the failure to do that really is at the hands of the incumbent.
Hello,
Adam, are you there?
It seems
that the prosperity in Ivory Coast is poised to be repeated with commodity prices rising, and the outgoing president hasn't done much with that.
Right. They have the natural resources to once again be the most prosperous country in the region. They're the world's leading exporter of cocoa. They have oil. They have wood. So they have, a very rich natural heritage here that in the past, made them bigger.
Before we go, Adam, how long will the border be closed? Is it open-ended?
No, it's open-ended. There's no
until further notice.
Going, yeah.
Adam Nossiter, West Africa Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, reporting live from Abidjan, Ivory Coast.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.